pretty maidens all, I pray give ear unto my downfall, which I declare. Of parentage I am near to a gentleman, as some no witness can the date of year. At 14 years of age, with grief I tell, many a young man fair loved me well. I, being childish young, believed a flattering tongue, and set my mind upon a rich young man. For 2 months' space and more he courted me. Day by day, night by night, he sat with me. He'd let me take no rest, I must sleep on his breast, and then my love I set on this young man. He said if I'd not yield with him to dwell, he would go hang himself, whate'er befell. He wrung and tore his hair, and wickedly did swear, his sword should end the care before us then. Hearing him what he said grieved me so, I took him for my friend, not for my foe. Young man, said I, forbear, I pray let go thy hair. I'll ease you of your care and be your bride. He leaped and sung for joy before me then, my love and only dear, happiest of men. He kindly me embraced and hung about my waist, and then my love I placed on this young man. The appointed day was set, we were to wed, but first he stole away my maiden head. My parents did not know I loved this young man so, which proved my overthrow, ruined me quite. When I with child did prove and him had told, he called me 20 whores brazen and bold. I know you not, said he, therefore be gone from me. This wrought my misery, his love was cold. I was ashamed to stay where I was known, but straight away I went from my own home. I wandered up and down from seaport town to town, till in travel I fell down on the highway. Then taken up I was by women kind, whose friendship they did show, nature did bind. Delivered then I were of 2 fine babies fair,